question. So it's going to just the amendment is to strike one ballot per 6 month period?
Yes, and return it to one ballot per 1 year period. That is to say, no change to the existing bylaws.
Well, then this really is unnecessary to have that clause in there. If it's not going to be changed, just
no.
Not
I have to. I'm putting it back the way it was in the original bylaws, so that we have something.
Oh, I see.
That is,
okay. So, leave it. So leave it as right. It was. Yeah, I understand.
So, is there any objection to that change?
I wish we didn't make it.
Okay, well, hearing no objection then, it will go back to the way the bylaws had it originally. All properly proposed bylaw amendments shall be held until that date, which is 45 days before the earliest of the voting dates of the board and of the delegates, as determined by the board, the notice date. So in other words, the board sets a notice date when... Now, typically, the PNB votes on it first because there's no point in the LSBs voting on it if the PNB doesn't vote on it. So this would be presumably the day when the PNB plans to vote on it. And
that would be, point of information, that would be one of the four PNB annual meetings?
No, it doesn't have to be that. It can be a special meeting.
I mean quarterly?
No, it doesn't have to be quarterly. It can be any meeting at all.
Before the earliest of the voting dates of the board. Well, but I thought they were
what quarterly. The board does is it says, okay, we're going to vote on such and such a date. And so we're going to start noticing 45 days before that. We're going to post notices on the stations.
Okay. All right.
Now, what's in the original bylaws is 60 days, and I'd like to leave it alone. Does anyone want to propose an amendment to this to change from 45 days to something else?
No. Not I.
Wait, do you want to clarify that? Are you amending your motion again?
I'm not. No, I like 45 days. I prefer it to 60 days. It seems too long. It doesn't seem necessary.
This is Bob.
Hey, Bob.
Yeah, I move to strike the 45 change and restore the current bylaw language of 60.
Okay.
I second that amendment. This is Colleen.
Okay, it doesn't need to be seconded, but is there any objection to Bob's change? Putting it back to 60 days.
Yeah, I object.
I'd like the 45 myself.
So. No, okay. I'd like to know why it needs to be 60 days. This is Marcel.
Well, let's take a vote on it then.
Can there be some discussion about...
Yeah, sure. I'll take a stack for it. Who would like to speak to this?
Josh.
Colleen would like to speak.
There was somebody said something just before Colleen. I didn't get it. Who was that?
I'm saying George.
Who's that?
Yes.
Hi. Okay.
But I did hear that motion, so I just want you to know I'm online.
Oh, okay. So go ahead, Colleen.
No, just my point is, at least locally, a lot of the committees only meet once a month. So that's the only reason why I support 60 days, is I'd like a 2 months prior notice.
Anybody else want to speak to this? Okay, let's take a vote on it. Colleen, would you call the roll? So a yes vote is on Bob's amendment to restore it to 60 days. And a no vote leaves it at 45 days.
Sure. Okay. Ken Aaron? Sharam Agamir? Carolyn Burden?
No.
Lydia Brazon?
Yes.
Kathy Davis? Sasha Futron?
Yes.
Joseph Kay?
No.
Bob Lederer?
Yes.
Paul Martin?
Yes.
Colleen O'Brien?
Yes.
George Ryder?
No.
Tracy Rosenberg?
I'm going to abstain.
Is that it? Anybody?
Okay. Marcel?
Marcel?
Yeah.
Did I miss you? I'm sorry. Your vote?
No problem. I abstain. No problem.
Am I not allowed to vote? Am I too late? I did hear the motion.
No, you're fine, Rosette. It's just that she's going through the list of people who were here at the beginning of the meeting, and so she didn't realize that you were on the list.
Okay.
Is there anybody
else? How do you vote?
I say no.
Is there anybody else who hasn't been called? Okay.
This is Tracy. So can I go ahead and change my vote?
Was that Tracy?
Yeah. Can I change my vote?
Yes.
I'll go ahead and vote no. It seems like the committee split. So you can change that abstain to a no.
Okay. Okay. Is there anyone else who hasn't voted or wants to change their vote? Okay. So I get Colleen. What's the count that you get?
I get four no's and five yeses.
I think it's five and five.
It's five and five when Tracy changed the vote from an abstention to a. So the amendment fails, which means it stays at 45 days. The next one is. During that 45-day period, the Foundation's radio station shall broadcast an announcement. Now, the change is once a day at a random time for a period of 45 days instead of twice a day, unspecified times, for a period of 60 days. Well, actually the 45 has to stay. It's consistent with it's in this. We set the notice period as 45 days. So the only question is, how often do we broadcast the bylaws amendment? And I'm suggesting once a day at a random time, and I believe what was in the bylaws was twice a day. Does anyone want to move an amendment for that?
Yes.
Joseph?
I would like to amend random to a time of high listenership, or I want to avoid having it done at 3 a.m. and that because somebody at the station decides that's the best time to do it and they don't want to bother having it done on any other way because they don't agree or whatever, which is too much trouble. So that we could specifically at a time of either during the day or in the evening.
Well, make something specific so we can discuss it
between,
and vote on it.
Between 6 a.m. and 11 p.m., which I think would get the majority of the listeners. Yeah.
Okay, so the motion is to broadcast an announcement once a day or more than once a day?
More than once a day. Twice a day.
So you want to twice a day between 6 a.m. and 11 p.m. Is that what you'd like to move?
Yes.
Okay.
Annette.
I'd like to offer an amendment. This is myself.
I'm sorry? I couldn't hear that. Somebody said something, but I didn't quite get it.
I'd like to amend what Joseph just said. Offer an amendment to what he just offered.
Okay. Is that Marcel?
Yes, it is Marcel.
Okay.
And since we shorten the days, I'd like the notice to be three times a day. I agree with between 6 a.m. and 11 p.m. But since we have a shorter window, then I think it should be on a tighter rotation.
Okay. Let's take a look. Well, is there any objection to
Marcel's amendment to Joseph's amendment.
Point of information, sir.
Yes, go ahead, Lizette.
Are we saying we're going to have this thing three times between 6 a.m. and 11 p.m.?
That's what Marcel's amendment says, yes.
Okay.
Hi, this is Kathy. Point of information, please.
Yes, go ahead.
Sorry, I was off the call, and I'm just getting back on the call. I wanted to let you know.
This is Lydia.
And so I just wanted to know before we vote if you could read the motion.
Well, what we're discussing at the moment is whether to change the bylaws requirement for broadcasting the announcements twice a day being either twice a day between 6 a.m. and 11 p.m., which was close to today's original motion, which modified what's actually in the original, which is what's in the motion as it stands, which is once a day at a random time. And then Marcel amended that three times a day between 6 a.m. and 11 p.m. So that's what's in front of us. Lydia?
Yeah, I don't think that the bylaws should be changed in that portion. I think twice a day for the 60 days is fine. I think in terms of specifying the times, that I think that's inappropriate for bylaws. I think you can have a motion, especially because drive time and our habits of listening to the radio change. I mean, if anything, we would have like a rotating departure or something like that. I think that in the election of the bylaws, but I would avoid it altogether and make it a policy, make it a motion, and the bylaws.
Okay, so you're speaking basically against the amendments, both of them.
That's correct.
We'll have to go through those amendments in order. If you want, when we're finished with that, we can get back to, you can make another amendment, which is just go back to the...
I don't want to make another amendment. I'm just going to vote no on both amendments.
Well, that's fine, and then that'll open up the possibility. Does anyone want to speak to Marcel's amendment?
Carolyn, please.
Carolyn, go ahead.
Yes, I do think we should have, if we have three times a day, one time should be during the overnight. And someone has a speakerphone on because the echo is probably due to that. Could you mute yourself if you have a speakerphone on? Thank you. I think if we have three times a day, once during the overnight, and by a hard start.
Okay, well, so I hear you saying half agreeing with Marcel that it should be three times, but disagreeing between the hours between 6 and 11.
Yes.
Okay,
let's
take a vote on Marcel's amendment before we go make any further changes to it. You can only have two amendments on the floor at one time. Anybody else want to speak to Marcel's amendment? Okay, so let's take a vote on that. A yes vote will change Joseph's amendment. This is basically a substitute amendment. So a yes vote will change
I accept her change as a friendly amendment to my amendment.
We don't do friendly amendments.
We don't. Okay. I accept it as a hostile amendment. Okay.
So let's take a vote on that. Three times a day between 6 a.m. and 11 p.m. So, Colleen, would you take the roll on that?
Okay. Ken Aaron. Shara Magamir. Carolyn Burden. No. Lydia Brazil.
No.
Okay. Kathy Davis? No. Sasha Futron?
No.
Joseph Kay?
Yes.
Bob Litter?
No.
Paul Martin?
Yes.
Colleen O'Brien, yes. Marcel Reed?
Yes.
George Ryder?
Abstain.
Tracy Rosenberg?
Pass.
And I'm missing one person.
Who's that?
Who's that?
Yeah.
Medina,
you asked me my vote?
I'm sorry, Lizette. Yes, what is your vote?
No.
This is Brenda Medina from KPFK. I've been on the call, but haven't had a chance to speak. And I vote is yes.
Colleen,
Did you vote, Colleen?
Are you back to me, or?
Did I miss somebody?
You have to go back and pick up the passes, Colleen. So there was just one, Tracy.
I pass. So when you're all done, you should come back to me at the end, if you're all done. I don't know if you are.
Is this Tracy?
Yeah.
Tracy, I'm sorry. I have you down as passing.
Right. After you pass, you go back again to the people that passed. Pass is different than abstain.
Okay. I did not know that. Marcel Reed?
I voted yes.
Correct. George? George Ryder?
I abstained.
All right. Sorry, guys.
Okay, well, this is Tracy.
Everybody who passed, I put down as abstaining, so...
Okay, abstain is not the same as pass. So the other folks are abstaining. This is Tracy. I will go ahead and vote yes.
Okay, so it's...
All right, anybody else pass that I missed?
So I think the final count is 6-6.
Yeah, that's the count that I get. So the amendment fails. What's in front of us then is Joseph's amendment, which was for two times a day between 6 and 11 p.m. So let's take a vote on that. A yes vote on that means, well, what it says. A no vote means we go back to the original motion on the floor, which is once a day at a random time.
A point of order?
Yes?
Didn't you say that Carolyn could make her motion after we voted on the first one?
That's right.
I ruled this thing was a substitute motion, and the substitute failed. And so I believe what's the case is you finished the vote on the original amendment. It's still open to the floor. Whatever happens with it, it can still be amended.
Let's take information, George?
Yes.
Request for information. So yes. Are we ever going to vote on the original wording? We're only voting on amendments to the original?
When we finish making amendments, if they all fail, we'll get to vote on the original wording.
George?
Yeah, Lizette, yes?
Yes. At what time does Carolyn's amendment come in?
She can make an amendment right after we finish this vote. So, would you call the roll on this, Colleen?
Sure. Excuse me, what exactly are we voting on now?
We're voting on Joseph Kay's original version of the amendment, which was twice a day for between the hours of 6 and 11. Marcel's was three times a day, and it failed. I ruled it was a substitute motion, which I think is pretty clear it is. Actually, I'm going to change that ruling. let's call it just a regular amendment, and that amendment failed. That means there's only one amendment on the floor right now, and another amendment can be taken to that. So at this point, it's open to amend. Carolyn, you can make an amendment, and I gather, Lydia, you wanted to make an amendment. But Carolyn, do you want to, in fact, amend it?
This is Lydia. I'm not making any amendments. I'm just voting no on all of these.
Okay, that's fine.
Carolyn here. Yes, I would like to make an amendment.
Okay.
Three times a day, once during the overnight period from 11 p.m. to whatever the a.m.
Oh, no.
So Joseph, as it stands, says twice between the hours of 6 a.m. and 11 p.m., and you want to change it to read what?
Twice between 6 and 11, and once between 11 and 6, 11 p.m. and 6 a.m.
Okay. One of them, you don't need a second period
from 11 to 6.
Okay. Do you want to speak to it?
Yes, I think it's important not to ignore the overnight people. In New York, anyway, those people are often engaged with the station and should not be left out. They work during the days. They really have no other time to listen very often. And it's a sizable community of people who are engaged. So I don't think it's ignored by never broadcasting anything during the time period when they're the air.
Okay. Anybody else want to speak to this?
I agree with the speakers who offered this additional time period to be included. I agree with that as well. I support that.
Okay. So I've heard no objection to this, although Lydia, it sounded like you had an objection to it. Is that correct, Lydia?
Yes, but I already spoke to it, that I believe this is not bylaws, but policy.
So let's take the vote on this. A yes vote changes Joseph's original motion to add one more notification during the morning hours between 11 p.m. and 6 a.m. So Colleen, would you take the roll on that?
Okay. Ken Aaron? Cheryl Magamir?
Pass.
Carolyn Burden?
Yes.
Lydia Brazone?
No.
Kathy Davis?
Yes.
Sasha Futron?
No.
Joseph Kay?
Yes.
Suzette King?
Yes.
Bob Litter?
No.
Paul Hart?
Yes.
Brendan Medina?
No.
Myself? Yes.
Yes.
Marcel Reed?
Yes. Yes.
George Ryder?
I abstain.
Tracy Rosenberg?
Yes.
John Winder? I'm not sure. Okay, and Cheryl Magamir?
I vote yes.
Did I get everybody?
I believe so.
All right.
What's the count, Colleen?
I've got 9 yes and 4 no.
Okay, I have 8 yes and 4 no, but in any case, you've got the names and the motion passes. There's one more item on the on this motion, which is the delegate shall vote on the proposed amendments within, and what it says in the amended version there, within the 45-day period beginning with the first voting date of the Board of Delegates. And what's in the original motion, in the original bylaws, is that the PNB and all the LSBs have to vote within the same calendar month. This seems to be, which has created all kinds of difficulties trying to get it to happen. This seems to make much more sense. I never understood why it was supposed to be done within the same calendar month. And it gives plenty of time for the LSBs to consider the proposals coming down from the PNB. So I support it just as it is. Does anybody want to make a motion?
This is Lydia.
Point of order.
Yes, Arpal?
Yeah, we just voted on an amendment here. It amended an amendment. So, you know, that amendment is still up there. And so...
Oh, I'm sorry. You're correct. Yes. The amendment was to change what's in there, which is once a day at a random time, to three times a day, twice between 6 and 11, and once in the evening between 11 and 6. Is there any objection? Well,
yes, this is Lydia.
Is that instead of the original version? So is there any objection to replace? Yes, there is. Lydia, you're going to object to that as well. Okay, so our poll is correct. At this point, we have to vote to replace the wording in the main motion with the wording of the amendment. So we're voting on Carolyn's amended version of Joseph Kay's and Marcel's motion. And I hear an objection. So we'll have to take a vote on that. So would you call the roll on that? A yes vote replaces the wording in red once a day at a random time with three times a day, twice between 6 and 11, and once between 11 p.m. and 6 a.m. So, Colleen, would you take the vote on that?
Okay. Ken Ahrens? Sharon Magamir?
Pass.
Carolyn Burden?
Yes.
Lydia Bazan?
No.
Kathy Davis?
Yes.
Sasha Futran? Sasha Futran? Joseph Kay? Joseph Kay? Hello? Joseph Kay?
Yes.
Is that King?
Yes.
Bob Litter?
No.
Paul Martin?
Actually, it's R. Paul Martin, but yes.
Brenda Medina?
No.
Myself, yes. Marcel Reed?
Yes.
George Ryder?
Abstain.
Tracy Rosenberg?
Yes.
Sharon Algamir?
Yes.
Okay. I have eight, yes.
Hello?
Did I miss someone?
This is Lydia. I vote no.
I have three, no.
I count nine, yes.
Okay.
I count eight also. Do we need a recount on this, or should we? It's going to fail. It's going to succeed. It's going to replace. We did not, Colleen?
Yes.
Anyway, you have the names down of the people who voted for it, correct?
Correct.
Okay. That'll appear in the minutes. The motion passes, so that section is replaced. There's one more section which replaces that the voting of the LSBs and the PNB has to all happen within the same calendar month, with a statement that the delegates shall vote on the proposed amendments within 45-day period beginning with the first voting date of the board or delegates.
Well, do I have a point of information on that?
Okay.
Carolyn here.
Yeah, what's the question?
I don't understand the first voting date of the board of the board or delegates. What do you mean the first voting date? Is that the time when they meet or the time when they're supposed to meet? They're supposed to meet in January. Sometimes
no, it's when they actually vote, when they actually get to vote on the bylaws amendments.
Okay, that's an awkward phrasing. From the date of the first vote on the amendments, could we say that? 45-day
yes.
Period beginning with the... I just
the
don't
date
understand
of the first
what you're reading from. What is the
Board of Delegates.
Yeah.
Okay. You'd like to make that amendment?
No, I'm just trying to get clarity. I don't understand the wording. Am I the
that's
only
what it means.
On that?
That's what it means, however you word it, but that's what it means.
Could you explain that again?
What it says is that the votes must be completed within 45 days of the first date that either an LSB or a PNB or the PNB votes on these things. Now, it's almost always been the PNB votes first, but the bylaws are written in such a way that it's possible for the LSBs to vote on them before the PNB votes on them. What it means is that instead of, as it is now, that the PNB and the LSBs must all vote within the same calendar month. Calendar month, not even 30 days, but calendar month. They must vote within 45 days of each other. So the period begins when the first one votes. The last one must vote within 45 days of that. So that's the change. Anybody want to propose something?
Yes,
an amendment?
Lydia.
Yeah, Lydia.
Okay, my amendment would read: the delegates shall vote on the proposed amendments within 60 days following the board vote.
Is that 6-0 or 5-0?
6-0.
6-0.
Okay. Do you want to motivate that, Lydia?
Yes, I think I did earlier, but number one, the wording about the LSBs and it being contingent on their first meeting is confusing. The problem has always been that there isn't enough time and it's very limiting to vote within the same month. So if you voted sometime in November, if the national board meets in the third week of November, there's no way that you can schedule an LSB meeting. So I think we're all clear on that. And 60 days allows for any variance within where within the month the PNB would vote, and also allows for the necessity of quorums being met. We do have LSBs that don't make quorum from time to time, and also allows for those boards that may choose to meet every other month. That way it's completely covered, and it's just within that period. Most people hopefully would do it, you know, within less than that, but it allows us without having to lose all that work you put into making the amendment.
Mm.
Okay. Anybody else want to speak to it? Is there any objection to Lydia's amendment?
Harpal?
Harpal, good.
Yeah. I'm going to vote against that, and I'm going to... hope we can vote to
bring it back to the original wording, because I think that it's valuable to have the to have it done in a short period of time, because we get the pain over with more rapidly, and two, it allows the thing to focus and people to just get it done rather than drawing it out. I think there's some danger in making these things last a long time where people end up forgetting what the hell's going on.
Anybody else want to speak to this? I guess I do.
Bob? Oh.
Yeah, Bob, go ahead.
No, go ahead.
No, that's all right. I'll speak later.
All right, well... Yeah, so I just think that however much in theory we might want to get it over, quote-unquote, get it over with quickly, the reality is that we've seen over these 7 years that there are innumerable logistical obstacles to getting it done, and what it's really saying is we want very few bylaws amendments to ever be passed, because some of them will just fail, having nothing to do with the merits, but simply because, you know, as Lydia gave some examples, that the board couldn't reach quorum, or they had trouble scheduling a date in time, or and then just the current restriction is so arbitrary that it has to be the same calendar month. It's not even that it's 30 days. It's that it's, you know, if the PNB votes on October 10th, then the five LSBs have to scramble to set up a meeting before October 31st and, you know, and still comply with the seven-day notice. I mean, it's a straitjacket that is completely unnecessary. So I support Lydia's amendment.
Can I say something?
Yes, certainly.
I think there's somebody before me.
No. Joseph, did you want to be on the stack?
Yeah, I did. But
okay, go ahead.
Let this lady go first, please.
This is Lizette.
You know, we just voted to change the bylaws from 60 to 45 days. And now we're talking about putting it back to notifying people within 45 days. I think sometimes, and I did hear the term straitjacket. You know, sometimes we need that straitjacket. We're taking this business too. It's too relaxed, and we're dealing with serious business, especially when we're talking about the bylaws. We don't want to be extending it forever and ever and ever again, and then we don't even know when we have the changes and when we don't. And I would not support the change to 60 days, because, it doesn't make sense what we did before if we did that.
You can't just tell people you go on your own.
Anybody else want to speak to this? Okay, Joseph, go ahead.
I'm ambivalent about either 45 or 60 days. However, we do have to make it clear one way or the other. And some of the language, I'm still kind of troubled with this, the first voting date and within the calendar period that begins after the first vote. It's a bit confusing. So I wish there was a way to make it absolutely clear, so there was nobody having to get this explained ad nauseum. I'm in favor of making it a reasonable length of time so that we ensure getting the quorum. I agree with that point, that could be a trouble, and leave out a LSB that fails to make quorum for whatever reason, because if the hurricane comes in to town in Houston 3 days before the meeting and we can't post another one, we miss the meeting because people are not going to show up going through a hurricane. And that kind of stuff does happen, so I think the 60 days might be wiser.
Let's get the vote on this. Unless someone wants, does someone else want to speak?
Kathy does.
Kathy, go ahead.
I support the 45 days. because it's a reasonable expansion of time. And the reason I'm concerned for the 60 days is that it could push us into the next year, which means it would turn the bylaws back to the beginning again, and that happened last year. I think 45 days is reasonable and allows those people who are familiar with it to vote on it. And if it gets pushed to the next year, then it could set the whole process back. So I think 45 days is the more balanced amount of days.
Okay.
Lydia.
Well,
given the other changes in this motion, we have to adjust the whole calendar of when you're going to propose an amendment anyway. So if you want it to be complete within the year, you just need to start it however you start counting backwards. That's what I did last year. I counted backwards from, and then it took me to, an October date, and then we went forward from that. So you have to do that math regardless of when you do it. So you could do this bylaws process in February, and that certainly wouldn't take you to December. It's just up to the board.
Hmm. Okay. Anybody else want to speak to this? Okay, so let's take a vote on it. Essentially, the vote is a yes vote is to amend the wording as it stands to change the 45-day period beginning with the Lydia, you had a wording for it that clarified the also the
yes. The full sentence would read, then I'll stop it. Change. The delegates shall vote on the proposed amendment within, my change reads, 60 days following the board vote.
Okay, that's clear, I think. So it's that or 45 days from either the board vote or the delegates voting, although I don't remember ever it happening that the delegates actually, the LSBs actually voted before the PNB since there's little point to them doing that. So let's take the vote. So a yes vote is for Lydia's amendment. A no vote leaves it as it is. Colleen?
Sharon Agamir?
No.
Carolyn Burden?
Yes.
Lydia Brazone?
Yes.
Kathy Davis?
No.
Sasha Futron?
Pass.
Joseph Kay?
Pass.
Lizette King?
No.
Bob Litter?
Yes.
R. Paul Martin?
No.
Brenda Medina?
Yes.
Colleen O'Brien? Yes. Marcel Reed?
Yes.
George Ryder?
Abstain.
Tracy Rosenberg?
No.
Did I get everybody?
Sasha passed.
Oh, I'm sorry. Sasha. Sasha Futron.
Yes.
Joseph Kay.
Yes.
Is that complete?
I believe so, yes. I didn't hear Tracy Rosenberg. Did you ask?
I did get Tracy.
Okay.
I voted no, George.
Okay.
I got 5 no and 8 yes.
That's what I get, too. Okay, so that motion passes.
I'd like to be on the stack, please.
Okay, Lydia.
This is Kathy.
I'm sorry, Kathy.
I wish to add the amendment that the starting date be adjusted so that it happen in the same calendar year.
I mean the same year, yes. Because if that's not in the motion, then that means that it's not going to necessarily happen this way.
So you'd like to actually add something that the effect that the notice date shall be sufficiently early in the year that the process can be completed prior to the end of the year?
Yes, that's good.
This is Lydia.
Yes.
Okay. The very first line of this section already reads, there shall be a maximum of one ballot per calendar year. So you couldn't vote on something. It would have to be consummated by the end of the year. It's kind of redundant. I don't object to it. But
I guess it's just that in my experience tells me that if it's not specific, it won't happen.
Is there any objection to adding that amendment?
Can we hear it said again?
The notice period shall be adjusted sufficiently early in the year that the process can be completed before the end of the year.
Well, then make it before December 31st.
Before December 31st, okay. Is there any objection to that? Okay, hearing done, then that will be included. That's it. At this point, we need to vote on the entire thing as amended. Shall we just go to a roll call vote, or does people want to discuss it further?
I'd like to have it read with the amendment.
Okay. How about if I just read the pieces that might have been changed, but either were or weren't?
Please.
There shall be a maximum, it reads now, there shall be a maximum of one ballot per 1 year period. So that has not changed as far as the.
Right.
All properly proposed bylaws shall be held until that date, which is 45 days before the earliest of the voting dates of the board and of the delegates as determined by the board, the notice date. I believe that was left alone. It stands just that way. On the notice date, the proposed amendments to the bylaws shall be posted on the foundation's website, and the foundation radio station shall broadcast an announcement twice within from 6 to 11 p.m. and once from 11 p.m. to 6 a.m. for a period of 45 days, the notice period. And finally, there's
twice
the last one we're working on. The delegates shall vote on the proposed amendment within 60-day period, beginning with the vote of the PNB. Was that correct, Lydia? I believe that's correct. So that's it. Those are the changes that have been made. Is there any objection to the proposal as amended?
Yes.
Okay. So let's take a vote on that then.
I have a point of information, George, if I may.
Sure. Yes.
I understood that the 60 days would change everything to 60 days. That's not the case?
No, it's just a period after the PNB vote. How much time does the LSBs get to vote?
Okay. All right.
Does the governance committee wish to approve this motion then as it's been amended? Let's take the vote on that. A yes vote is yes, we do, and a no vote is no, we don't. Hello.
Okay.
Did you want to say something, Lydia?
No, I said, did you include Kathy's December
30th? Yes, I'm sorry, yes. That the process will be moved forward so that the notice date will be moved forward so the process can be completed before December 31st. Colleen, would you take the vote on that?
George?
Yes?
Since the wording has kind of gotten sloppy with that last one, maybe we could just say the amendment timeline
shall accommodate its completion by December 31st.
I don't have any problem with that.
I don't have any problem with that either.
Okay, let's go with that wording. Oh, Ian, did you get that? Lydia,
yeah,
would you send
I'm typing it up as you guys.
Okay,
speak.
Great.
It's the.
Okay, so let's go to the vote on this. Colleen, would you call the vote if you can?
Sure.
Okay.
Shahram Agamir?
Yes.
Carolyn Burden?
Yes.
Lydia Brazil?
Pass. No, I'll change I'll change it to yes.
Kathy Davis?
Yes.
Sasha Futron?
No.
Joseph Kay?
Yes.
Luzette King?
Yes.
Bob Litter?
No.
Paul Martin?
No.
Brenda Medina? Brenda Medina? Colleen O'Brien, yes. Marcel Reed. Marcel Reed. George Ryder.
Yes.
Tracy Rosenberg?
Yes.
I get 9 yes and 3 no.
Okay. We'll have to discuss. There's obviously a strong consensus for it. It's not a consensus, but a strong sentiment for it. We'll have to discuss at the next meeting the process for moving it forward. We can also bring up other motions, other amendments that people want to make. There are several other items on the agenda.
George, I call for the order of the day.
On the East Coast, the call for the orders of the day means that we either get a two-thirds vote to extend time or we adjourn. Someone wanted to say something before we adjourn. I didn't quite catch who it was. It was a woman's voice.
That was Lydia, but it can wait. I move to adjourn.
Okay. Hearing no sentiment to extend time, the meeting is adjourned. Thank you all for the good work done tonight.
Good night.
Thank you.
Thank you.